This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So this was interesting. The NHL released opening night info. And the Panthers, did you see this, Crowder? Did you see when the Panthers are going to open?
No. What did they say?
Panthers are going to open on a Tuesday night. This is the regular season. A Tuesday night at 5 p.m. So in an interesting turn, because ESPN is doing a triple header that night to open the NHL season, but you've got the defending Stanley Cup champions. The first game of the triple header, they'll host the Blackhawks in Sunrise, and that's the banner-raising ceremony. We went to it last year. Remember? We went to the banner-raising. So it's the banner-raising ceremony and the big celebratory night, but it will begin at a 5 p.m. puck drop, which means the banner, I guess, like you got to be in your seats, I'm guessing, by like 4 o'clock on a Tuesday that afternoon to get into all the celebration and stuff. It's odd. Listen, yeah. I'm all for it. I got no problem with it because I'm imagining we'll do the show out there and it'll be a 2-hour show. So I'm thrilled. I'll hand things off to Doug Blagans at 4 o'clock. You know, we'll be there because, you know, we'll do the show there. And so like, it won't be inconvenient for us, but I imagine for a lot of Panthers fans, be a little inconvenient to get to the arena, you know, at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon and be in your seats by 4, but that is the choice the league has made, and so be it.
And if you're in Cali, you take an early lunch to watch it if you're a Panthers fan. That's
yes,
a weird
if
time.
You're on the West Coast, you have a very strange day, but it'll be Blackhawks and Panthers 5 p.m. and then Penguins Rangers 8 p.m. And the late game that night will be the LA Kings hosting the Colorado Avalanche. So Florida Panthers, your defending champions, will open the regular season on Tuesday, October 7th, 5 p.m. That is like 2 or 3 days after the UMFSU game, by the way. Here's the part that I have a disconnect on. You know, when hockey season starts, it's in the middle of college and NFL football.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times, like, you're just not thinking about it, even though you're the Stanley Cup champions, and it's coming a few days right after UMFSU. I don't know. I don't think it does much of a service to the Panthers to have them start at a 5 p.m. on a Tuesday, but whatever. I'm all for a party and a celebration that starts early. Get me out early. I'm okay. Yeah, no complaints from me.
And to be one of the 6 teams that start the season, you're seeing.
Well, that's, you know, cool. But yes, you'd think the Panthers would be the prime game, like the middle game, the 8 p.m. game.
I was just going to say, why couldn't we get the 8?
Yeah,
holding out on us. They hate on us, Solana.
The NHL doesn't understand two very simple things that every other sports league understands. One, the only days you can get away with a triple header during the week, a weekday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. That's it. Those are the only days you can get away with a triple header on a weekday. And number two, you don't disrespect champions. Back-to-back champions? Hawk, this is a disgrace, man. I'm sorry. Like, this is a disgrace. The Panthers should not play the game. They should not play the game.
Forfeit.
No, don't forfeit. Just force the NHL's hand and make them play on Monday. We're playing Monday at 8. The Panthers should set their own date.
I mean, you want to go up against Monday Night Football?
Okay. All right. They're playing Wednesday then. They're playing Wednesday at 8.
Well, that's when the rest of the NHL starts.
All right. Well, Tuesday night
is fine. Tuesday night's fine, but they should have the 8 p.m. game, not the 5 p.m. game. But being selfish about it, I kind of like it. I'm for as many 5 p.m. starts as they want to have during the season because that knocks us off the air a little bit early and less content that we have to come up with.
I enjoy you guys, but if I can have 2 hours instead of four, yeah. Crank it up.
Leggins does a great job.
Crank it up at two.
Yeah, crank the game up. Len, if you're listening, pregame two. No, pregame at three. Make it three. We'll go out there. We'll do an hour. We'll do an hour from sunrise.
You know what? Yeah. I got you. I'll work an hour.
We'll squeeze Plagans, Goldie, Moeller, and Billy Lindsay into that hour. And Cuno. Man, we have a lot to get to today on the show. Kyle Seeloff is going to join us, the Marlins broadcaster. It's the halfway point, the traditional halfway point of the season. We want to talk Marlins with him. Chris Whittingham is going to join us today. What the hell happened with PSG yesterday? So if you listen to this show, you know that we have watched an inordinate number of these Club World Cup games, and we saw PSG twice, like really watching, once because they played Inter Miami, another time because we had money on it. And PSG ran through this tournament like a hot butter through a hot knife through a stick of butter.
Mm-hmm.
Like they looked so dominant that it was crazy. And so I sit down yesterday. If you listen to this show, you know I put a lot of money on PSG, and this was one of those bets that I had kind of tabulated in my head already as a winning bet. That's how certain I was. I had to talk myself out of putting a boatload of money on them yesterday because I was like, you know what? I know PSG is going to win this match. Just put everything in the account on them. Very rarely do you get something so certain. That's how I felt about PSG Chelsea. And from the jump, it looked like Chelsea had 15 players out there and PSG looked disinterested to me. Did you watch any of the game yesterday, Crowder?
No, I saw y'all's text thread, so I had to go online and check it out. But
I was going nuts.
It looked very dominant on the Chelsea side from everything I saw.
Dominant's not even the word. What happened, Solana? And we'll ask Whittingham in the 3 o'clock hour, but what happened? Solana has been unable to figure out how to broadcast from Kendall, and so
Chelsea punked PSG. Plain and simple, they punked them.
I got to know what you did to your microphone.
Nah, I muted myself. I'm sorry. I pulled a crowd.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
Are you okay? Because this is the second show in a row that you've done this.
No. Last show, internet problems. Today, internet is great. I had my mic muted. That's on me. That's a user error. That's
right. Are you okay? That's what I'm asking.
I'm good.
Relationship problems.
Right. Something's got you jumpy.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good. I mean, the NHL.
She's asking you something, you know, and push the wedding forward or something. Something's going on.
Now
Chelsea punked them. They came out in the first 10 minutes and they went after PSG. First of all, it's your internet that's crapping out. They went after PSG, and they made them their little children, man. Made them their little children in the first 10 minutes. Truthfully, it was the best half of football I've seen, definitely from Chelsea, but from a team in a really long time, man. Like, really long time.
We were on the wrong side of that one, man.
What does that happen in soccer a lot? Where, because you said, and I always exaggerate, but you said this is one of the best teams that have been put together in 10 years, and now they get their ass whooped for two halves.
Well, to be fair, though, like, Hawk, when you say they ran through the FIFA Club World Cup like a hot knife through butter, they lost to a Brazilian team, Botafogo, in the group stage 1-0. It was the only goal they conceded throughout the entire tournament. They dominated pretty much every other game, but they did lose in this tournament. So it's not like they're impossible to beat, but Chelsea's a really good team. And
I get it. They
got hot at the right time.
Chelsea was plus 500 when that line first opened, and you and I talked about taking it. Plus 500. It wasn't just me who was seeing, like, hey, PSG's going to have no problem. Like, you might as well crown the ass to give a subtle nod to Dennis Green. But I couldn't understand how a team that looked so fluid and so dominant went to looking out of their league in a matter of nights.
Because in soccer, tactics matter so much.
Obviously, yeah.
And what Chelsea did was they said, in the first 10 to 15 minutes, we're going to physically impose our will. We're going to be the tougher team. We're going to go out there. We're going to crack some legs. We're going to kick some ass. They did. And they said, we're not going to let PSG control possession early. We're going to play the counter. And they got one really quick goal, an excellent shot by Cole Palmer, who was the best player of the tournament, literally crowned best player of the tournament because of his final performance, two goals and the assist. But they got that early goal. And then PSG just couldn't find their footing. They were trying to dominate possession, and Chelsea would not let them. In the middle of the field, Chelsea dominated the game. That's where it was won. It genuinely, like, you have to tip your cap, and I hate Chelsea. Hate them. Tip your cap to them. That was one of the best halves of football, seriously, you'll ever watch. It was incredible.
Well, cost me a lot of money, and also ruined my afternoon yesterday. I literally made it a point to be home. I mean, when would you ever hear me do this? Like, made it a point to be home at 3 o'clock so I could watch a soccer match that didn't involve a U.S. team. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I will tell you, it's a testament to Messi with Inter Miami, talking with Chris Whittingham on a regular basis, talking with Solana on a regular basis. It's a testament to that because I'm more interested in the sport than I ever have been. But I really thought I was going to be ringing up a cash register yesterday. I had that game in parlays. I had it so many different ways. And, yeah, it was just, I mean, that was a whitewash from the beginning. It was just ugly side to be on. Anyway, we will talk about that. Chris Whittingham is going to join us this afternoon. Tonight is the home run derby. Tell me which of these players you know. Crowder, Jazz Chisholm, obviously. He's the biggest long shot. We all know him. He's plus 1,400 tonight. I don't think he's going to win the home run derby. Tell me, when I read a name, tell me if you know them. Cal Rally.
No, sounds like O'Neil a bully Cruz. In high school. Nope.
James Wood.
Porn star.
Byron Buxton. That sounds like a porn star to me.
Nah. 2 points.
Matt Olson.
Mm-mm.
Junior Caminero.
Nope.
And Brent Rooker.
Don't know him.
All right. Well, Jazz is the only guy. Because Solana had texted earlier. He's like, I don't want to be that guy, but I don't know anybody in the home run derby. Doesn't mean that it's not going to be fun. This is one of my highlights of the summer. I love watching the home run derby. But I don't know anybody really other than Jazz. I've been betting a lot of baseball lately, so I'm familiar with these guys, but not enough to know. I know that Matt Mervis would have just swept this thing like Babe Ruth had they not shadow banned him from the league, but whatever, it's a whole different story.
Pete
Armstrong probably, I don't know if they asked him to participate or not, but he probably would have won this thing as well.
This becoming a dunk contest, nobody good wants to be in it.
Well, it is interesting, right? There is no Aaron Judge. There is no Giancarlo Stanton.
There's no Shohei Ohtani.
Cunha was in it and then pulled out at the last minute. So because he was in it as of yesterday, and he pulled out at the last minute. So I don't know. I think it may be coming something similar to that.
His biggest competition was Rip Culver. don't know who that is. Like, this really needs to be a star-driven event. MLB.
I love the Home Run Derby. I love it.
I know, but you have to have your stars out there.
Correct. Let's go. I'd like to see Aaron Judge up there and Shohei Ohtani.
You saw they held the All-Star Futures game, Hawk. So, like, the best collection of minor league players, guys who are quote-unquote up next yesterday.
Merv Papa?
Wasn't sent to represent the Marlins. You know why?
Because they shadow banned him.
Yep.
Shadow banned.
He probably spent too much time in the majors to represent a minor league team. Did you see Kyle Stowers yesterday? Kyle Stowers had one of the greatest offensive games in Marlins history.
What did he do?
Not just three home runs. He went 5 for 5, had three home runs, had a base hit with an RBI. I think he had a, but it from I'd read a couple accounts yesterday that it was one of the greatest offensive games in Marlins history.
First Marlins player in club history to record 5 hits and 6 RBIs in a game. He tied an all-time Marlins record with 3 home runs in the same game. And I love this stat from the Marlins broadcast. Jeremy Tache tweeted out. The last player with 5 or more hits, 3 or more home runs, and 6 or more RBI in one game before Kyle Stowers yesterday, Shohei Ohtani.
Wow. Pretty good company to be in.
Probably going to shadow ban him next.
Probably. What they do.
Well, he's playing too well now. You know what I mean? No joke. Like, they should shadow ban him. Now he's playing too well. He's going to ask for big time paycheck, bro. Marlins can't afford that.
Right. You know what you do? You got to rattle these guys that get hot. Make them a pitcher.
Just throw them up.
Yeah. You got to rattle them a little bit. Show them who's boss.
Go to the bullpen, Stowers.
Today is. That'd be really funny. That'd be a funny video. You're so good at hitting. We think you could be that good at pitching. And so we'd like to get you a couple innings every night. Today happens to be National Mac and Cheese Day. It's a big day for me and Malachi. And I'll explain
why. The best thing in the world is every time I see mac and cheese, I think about
why
you.
Later. Let's get headlines with Solana. Are these headlines? Let's get headlines.
And Solana, you can go to hell because Friday you bad mouth Busch Gardens. Busch Gardens is off the chain. The Zumba and the Montu and the Kumba and the Shakira.
Montu's good.
They got some good. They have amazing roller coasters.
You can ride Shakira there.
Oh, I'm on the nine. You know, I don't know. Shakari. I don't know what it's called, but they got some good roller coasters at Busch Gardens.
Right, we got a lot to talk about. Mac and Cheese Day, Malachi, Crowder, family, and Shakira. There's a lot of action today, Jack. A lot of action. Real quick look at the headlines because Kyle Seeloff is going to join us. Brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
I don't think I've ever had more headlines, funny enough. But I'll try to sum up the local stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The Heat, they lost both of their summer league games. Friday, they ended up losing that game against Atlanta. Despite having a lead, they got blown out. Kasparis Jakučionis did look better Friday against Atlanta, kind of regressed a little bit yesterday. Spo called out Kalel Ware.
Yeah, he did.
Over the weekend. And Kalel did look a little bit better last night, like more engaged. But those were like some pretty direct
interesting
comments
to me. I have a little bit of a disconnect with what they're doing to him, because it's been very clear and very public. We chose you over Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And now we're going to call you out publicly. Like, that's a lot of pressure for a young kid. Yeah. That is. Now, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. Looked like it worked the day after, but I'm talking long haul. That's a lot of pressure to go into a season knowing that the team publicly has let everyone know we're questioning some of your efforts, which was a knock on him coming in, by the way. And also, we chose you over Kevin Durant. It's one thing to know that privately. It's another thing for your employer to make that public.
Pressure busts pipes or makes diamonds. And but even last offseason, they called out Jimmy and Tyler. I think it's the Heat's way, Hawk.
But what I'm saying is you might be doing that. I'm not telling you that, hey, you shouldn't do that to someone. I'm saying you're doing it at your own risk, because it doesn't make you look very good either if you passed up on KD for a guy who couldn't handle the pressure campaign that all of a sudden you've put on him. Yeah. Like, I'm just not certain. Like, it's almost like, hey, did you see what happened with Jimmy Butler? Didn't really work out in your favor. Maybe we take a different approach here. And now you've got a guy who doesn't have the makeup of Jimmy Butler, and you're trying the same thing. Interesting to me.
To be fair, though.
Jimmy and took LeBron's cookies.
Mm-hmm.
But but to that point, this isn't the Miami Heat. Technically, Pat Riley, the front office, kind of calling out Kalel Ware, because Alonzo Mourning joined us, Tobin, Tommy, and I on our draft show, and he spoke about Kalel. He said that he's been in the gym more than anybody, and he also said that he's working harder than he needs to be working. Like, he's just been a gym rat all summer. And Pat Riley was very complimentary of Kalel where it is end of season press conference. This was Eric Spoelstra. I think this is not a lack of Kalel Ware working hard. This to me seems like Kalel Ware doesn't think he needs to be at Summer League and was kind of half-assing it. Like, I'm too good for this. And Eric Spoelstra getting that info from Eric Glass, who's the head coach, who's a mini Spo, and Spo taking this opportunity, standing in front of Ira, Anthony, Ethan, Wes Goldberg, and sending a direct message. Eric Spoelstra, the head coach, of like, F this. We're not fooling around anymore. Like, hey, you don't think you belong here? Guess what? I'm going to go torch you in the media, which is kind of what he did.
Or maybe it's Spo being unhappy with the front office decision to keep Kalel Ware instead of giving him Kevin Durant and saying, okay, well, since you gave me this guy, I'll do it my way now with him. Because I would have preferred to be coaching Kevin Durant. Would have made things maybe a little bit easier on me.
Maybe.
And does Kalel Ware need to be at Summer League?
This is how the Heat operate.
He is written in as your starting five for next season.
Well, no, he's not. That's what Eric Spoelstra is saying. Like, he didn't say it.
Is Montas Buzelis at Summer League for Chicago? Mm-hmm. Is he? I don't know.
He is.
He is? Well, there you go. That's all you need to know. Kalel Ware needs to be there.
Didn't you send us a Buzelis highlight tape the other
day? Yes. Oh, my God. You're right. Yes. Yeah.
Making sure I did. I wasn't watching the wrong thing.
Yeah, you should be playing two games a day, Kalel. If Buzelis is out there, you should be playing on two different squads.
Buzelis sets the market on second-year
guy was in the
players.
Slam dunk competition rookie year. Enough said.
And he missed every dunk he took.
What did? Who? What? Because they shadow banned him? Because the judges shadow banned him.
No, he shadow banned the rim.
The judges shadow banned him.
He shadow banned the rim.
The rim shadow banned him. Open your eyes, Crowder.
Rookies report to camp tomorrow in the NFL. Dolphins season is back. The Marlins drafted.
This kind of info coming from Dr. Chuck Metzger. O'Neal Cruz will win the home run derby. He has the highest exit velocity ever recorded for home runs this year.
Oh, Dr. Chuck's a nerd.
I mean, what's going on there? Like, you're a virus or something. You're using your efforts in the wrong way.
No.
Love you, Chuck. That's weird stuff.
He might have just given us a gold mine. Like, what are we doing
if
here?
If he knows it, everyone knows it. Someone texted in on the text line, Hawk, in recent years, Judge, Otani, Alonzo, Lindor, Soto, Vlad Jr., they've all been in the home run derby. The guys in it tonight are all legit. Don't downplay the home run derby. It is not the slam dunk contest.
But we've never heard of them. Everybody on that list, sir, I've heard their name before. I haven't heard of Matt Olson, whatever the hell you said.
But this is like the years where Aaron Gordon and Derrick Jones Jr. were battling in the dunk contest and people were upset because there was no quote-unquote superstars. Like, those guys are awesome dunkers in their own right, but they're not superstars. People want to see superstars. I'm a casual MLB fan. I don't know who any of these guys are other than Jazz Chisholm. And I want to see Ohtani. I want to see Judge. Doesn't mean these guys aren't great home run hitters. Sure they are, but I want to see superstars.
Yeah, the famous white boys, the Phillies guy,
Mark McGwire and Tug McGraw.
No, that old white dude. Trout and Beard Man.
Mm-hmm. Trout and Beard Man.
Yeah, Bryce Harper and Mike Trout. I want to see them swing that bat. And Shakira.
I'll tell you what, we'll talk with Kyle Seelov in the next segment because we don't know what we're talking about. All I know is PCA and Matt Mervis.
Let him swing the bat.
100%.
What's his name?
Who?
Crow Anderson. Crow Armstrong.
Yeah, Crow Anderson. Armstrong Crow Anderson. You got it. If only it was Crowder who muted his own mic.
I want to see them give me Olsen.
That's your MLB update, sponsored by the Maroonie Call to the Bullpen. We were doing Tobin was talking about jingles, and it stuck in my mind now. Your weather, it's pouring in Miami right now, at least in Kendall, my area, pouring. some pretty bad lightning. So if you're driving and it's raining, be safe. That's your weather.
All right, Kyle Seeloff from the Marlins television broadcast is going to join us in the next segment, a little mid-season update.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It is the midway point of Major League Baseball. Kyle Seeloff is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Kyle's in his first season as Marlins television play-by-play broadcaster. He was their radio broadcaster for many seasons before that. FanDuel Sports Network is your home for the Marlins, and there are more ways to watch this season. Subscribe directly to FanDuel Sports Network to stream, or you can watch through your TV provider. Learn more at FanDuelSportsNetwork.com. Hello, Kyle.
Hi, guys. How are you?
You going to watch the Home Run Derby tonight? We were talking about the Home Run Derby earlier. Admittedly, we're not all baseball fanatics, so we don't recognize many of the names on the list. Maybe just Jazz Chisholm at this point. But then people were texting in. They're like, no, don't sleep on this Home Run Derby. These are like legit hackers. So you watching tonight?
I am. I think I'm actually more interested this year in the Derby than I am the actual All-Star game. Because some of the kids that are going to hit in the Derby tonight are ridiculous, with O'Neal Cruz and some of these guys. Obviously, Cal Raleigh is a cool story. But there's a lot of flair. There's a lot of young kids with some flair, which I think is going to be really cool, and they can just – and the baseballs are always wound a little bit tighter for the Derby, so I'm sure they'll hit some 500 feet, which will be fun.
Is it a, I don't want to say changing of the guard, but though the Sotos, the Judges, the Bryce Harpers, the Mike Trouts, like the guys
Mervis,
that I know.
Were you about to say Matt Mervis? Go ahead. You could say
I wasn't going to say no damn Matt Mervis. But is it
rake,
that like.
He'd a rake though in the competition. He'd a rake.
It's funny. You said the word young twice. Is it a kind of, should I move on from the names I already know in Major League Baseball?
No, I wouldn't move on from those guys, but I think the game, for all of its warts and, you know, the blackout stuff you hear about, I think it is trending in the right direction. I think the game's in a really good place because I think you'll find even a lot of kids that play baseball these days wear these flashy oven mitts and the belts and the shoes and the spikes. And I think they get all that from the video games and watching these guys play. So no, don't move on from those guys, because even you mentioned Soto and Judge, they're still the two best players in baseball, in my opinion. But when you think Ellie De La Cruz and O'Neill Cruz and obviously Jazz, people saw him down there. The game is in just a healthy, I think, global place too. I mean, look at Shohei. I mean, I've heard some ridiculous stories about the people that come from Japan with empty luggage and they buy out the Dodgers team store and fly back. Like, it happens every week to them. Like, it's insane. I think it's in as good of a spot as it's ever been, to be honest with you.
I do that in Jacksonville for Mervis merchandise, but that's a whole other story. Yeah. Yeah. Go there, a couple empty bags, clean it out.
Kyle thinks you're crazy.
It was fun to watch for a couple of weeks. It just didn't work out.
Will he ever, I'm sorry, Solon, I know you want to talk real baseball. Will Matt Mervis ever be in the big leagues again?
It's hard to say. I mean, obviously he was DFA'd, and once that happens, you get pulled off the 40-man roster. He'd have to beat the daylights out of baseballs and like force his way back. It's going to be hard, I would imagine. You know, maybe he's got more of an opportunity with another team if somebody needs some left-handed power. It's just once you're off that 40 man and you've been on, it's hard within reason to get back on there. So I don't know. We'll see. He was a treat to be around. I thought it was a terrific flyer for the Marlins to take. He's still in the system. And if he makes a couple of adjustments or whatever, like, you never know. Like, it's like, look at Augustine Ramirez right now with the Marlins. If you can hit, you will find a spot in the big leagues and you'll play every darn day. So I wouldn't rule it out, but it's obviously there's much more of an uphill, you know, climb to make now.
Especially when you've been shadow banned as well. Not only are you DFA'd, but you got shadow banned. I don't know. I know you're with the organization, so I know you don't want to comment, but I kind of feel like he's been shadow banned. Just wink at me if you agree.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, last week or 2 weeks ago when you came on with us, you said the best part about the Marlins run at the time, they had 1-8, they should have won 9 in a row, whatever. But the best part about it was that they finally have a core again, like a core of guys you can really be excited for. Then Kyle Stowers is the all-star after that, and what he did yesterday is ridiculous. For somebody like me who's just like a casual Marlins watcher and viewer, like, how good can he be?
It's a good question. I mean, I just saw before I hopped on with you guys, he's the best player in baseball OPS-wise since June 22nd. He couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat after the trade last year. I mean, that's really impressive. I think Major League Baseball amongst any other sport is the hardest, like, mountaintop to climb, like trying to climb through four levels with hundreds of players in the system and get enough people to believe in you. Like, I think it's insane. How good can he be? I don't know. This is pretty darn good. Like, you know, he started the season and he was legitimately an all-star for 6 weeks. And then he fell off. And then the narrative was like, well, the Marlins need a representative, so he's probably going to be the guy. Okay, fine. And then the last 6 weeks, and then in the last 3 weeks, he's been the best player in baseball. And he punctuates the whole thing yesterday with the three homers in Baltimore, which was unbelievable. So how good can he be? I don't know, but to see the transformation he's made for a guy that looked like he would never amount to anything for the Marlins last summer is incredible to me. And he is the easiest guy in the world to root for. He's like the sweetest kid in the world. It's unbelievable. Like, it's hard not to root for him.
What do you think at the halfway point here is the biggest downside item in the first half of the Marlins season and the biggest upside item in the first half of the season? My guess, Sandy is the biggest downside surprise and Kyle Stowers is the biggest upside surprise, but maybe another.
I feel like the downside, you go specifically to like individual players, and obviously you start with Sandy because I think it's even more perplexing now, you know, watching Yuri, who basically has been his little brother, and they just went through the whole Tommy John thing together, fire seven shutout innings against good Baltimore offense yesterday. and Sandy still can't find it. And obviously, like, you can see the frustration. It's visible every fifth day he's pitching. And this guy won a Cy Young Award 3 years ago. He was, you know, come to find out, hurt in 2023 when he started to take a step backwards. Misses all of 24. Opening day was pretty good this year. Last month, it was pretty good in June. And then the last couple of starts, it's disappeared on him again. So I it's just so frustrating to watch. And even as a fan, like, I'm legitimately just a fan of the team more than anything, with an awesome job. But, like, watching it, it's like the stuff is there. Where are the results? You know, he keeps coming out after four or five innings and there's just like bewildered look on his face when he's sitting in the dugout. So I think that's one of the downsides. I mean, honestly, as an upside, guys, I think this is all contextual. But for a team that's 44 and 51, if I told you the Miami Marlins would be 44 and 51 in the fan base, and maybe I'm just totally off here, I have not seen the fan base on social media rally behind a 44 and 51 team like this in probably 12 to 13 years. And I think there's a lot to that. I think they're legitimately excited because it feels like they're actually building something and they're doing it in a way that might be sustainable here. And there's a bunch of young kids contributing. I see this team very much as, you know, the Yeliches, Ozunas, Real Mutos when they were coming up in the early 2010s, and Stanton a little bit before that. But, like, and again, 44 and 51, I understand that that's seven games below 500. But I think if you asked any Marlins fan to start the season, they'd tell you they'd be 34 and 62.
We thought it was going to be a historically bad team. Yeah. Historically bad. They're third in the NL East. And I understand. Right. I'm with you because I was looking at it today before you came on, and I'm like, we'd have all signed up for seven games under 500 because I was going to call the first half of the season a success. And I don't think there's many baseball franchises where you go, oh, you end the first half of the season seven games under 500. How exactly is that a success? And I think it's been a wild success, as crazy as that sounds.
I agree with you. And again, it's in its own bucket and with its own context of where this thing they hope is headed. Also, what if I told you on July 14th, the Marlins would be two games ahead of the Atlanta Braves in the standings and a better record than the Baltimore Orioles, who combined have the best record in the American League over the last 2 years? I understand they have their own issues, but the point remains, like, the Marlins are better teams than those two teams this year, with the team everybody expected to do absolutely nothing, to your point, be historically bad. And I think subconsciously a big reason why people are starting to get so excited is because it doesn't just feel like a flash in the pan. I'll tell you what, here's another thing. The MLB draft is still going. All right, is it? I don't know. It's 2:45 in the afternoon. I think this is the end of it today. I have not seen a fan base get more excited over the freaking MLB draft in 10 years. It's because they just took like 10 college kids, seven of which could probably legitimately be in the major leagues in the next like year and a half. And then, like, you have these guys performing well now. It's just, it's fun. And I'll say this too. And I know some fans are going to be like, well, it doesn't matter because we can't get that close and personal with them. I say this, and I can't stress it. I have never been around a group of guys that are like the kindest individuals in the world. They are so easy to root for. Every day they show up to the ballpark, they're just so appreciative to be in the major leagues. It's like they're almost like ignorant to the fact that they're really good at it. But they're just like, they're so happy to be there. Like, they're so easy to root for, and they keep winning. And, like, it's been fun because they've been winning for 2 months. Like, I don't know. I'm so happy for them, honestly. And we'll see where this whole thing goes. The schedule gets very tough. But to see the success they've had so far is genuinely, like, so cool to see as a fan.
And to that point, the youth, do they run out of gas, or is the youth more vibrant in the second half of the season? Because sometimes it can get long for a young guy when he hasn't played this much baseball.
I agree with you. And we'll see. Truthfully, I mean, if you look at their August schedule, it's the Yankees, it's the Royals, it's the Padres, it's the Red Sox. I mean, it is like a litmus test of all litmus tests for a young team. I think you make a great point. A lot of these guys have never played a full season in the major leagues. That is a grind every 24 hours, day after day for 7 months. Can you play 162 games over 185 days or whatever it is, over 7 months, and not get tired your first time trying to do it? Probably not. Some of them will probably wear out, but that's also a great learning experience. They're going to figure out this year, like, how to conduct themselves in a better manner moving forward to make sure their bodies are in a good place when it's 95 degrees out and it's August 3rd and you're really competing. Like, you know, that's all part of it. Like, they're learning. So I think you make a good point. We'll see. I think some of them will probably, you know, get a little tired down the stretch, but it's just so cool to watch him play right now.
Yeah. If you're at the end, tell him beer and chicken wings. I was a professional athlete. No,
don't tell him that.
Well, beer now and- it's like beet juice and stuff. Like the nutrition is off the charts. You're right, though. 20 years ago, it was like a hot dog and a beer, and let's reload for tomorrow, gentlemen.
Get ready to go.
What's the best road city for eating, in your opinion?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. First one that immediately just came to mind is Chicago. I love Chicago.
I was there last week.
It's great.
Now, do you go deep dish or do you go tavern-style pizza?
I prefer tavern-style pizza. I'm from New York, so my dad's side of the family is from Long Island. I grew up with, you know, New York pizza, thin crust, thinner. Obviously, I like going back to New York. Chicago, to me, is just amazing. I love that city. Actually, you know where we go in a couple of weeks coming out of the break after our homestand is Milwaukee. You've never been to Milwaukee in the summertime. It's a mini Chicago, an hour and 20 minutes north of there. You can be on the lake in a boat in 5 minutes. You can go hiking, play golf, whatever you feel like doing in the wilderness.
Got to be a little bratwurst.
Whatever. I love it. I'm a big fan of the Midwest, but Chicago is immediately the city that comes to mind for me, Hawk.
Juicy Lucy. You got to get a Juicy Lucy in Minnesota. Lucy.
Yeah, we were there last year. But Milwaukee, one of my favorite places in Milwaukee is called Elsa's. Great pork chop sandwich and great strawberry shortcake afterwards.
Mm. Mm. Who's got the best ballpark food? Do you get to sample all the ballpark foods or are you too busy?
I guess I'd have to go with like who's got the best press meal, which can be very touch and go. Philadelphia is still right up there. New York's very good. You know what really
they do
makes
cheesesteaks? Do they feed the press cheesesteaks in Philly?
They do, but the best cheesesteaks in the world are in the visiting clubhouse.
Really?
It's unbelievable. It's crazy. And a lot of people swear by it. It's like the best cheesesteak in town. Obviously, it's hard to get your hands on, but it's in the visitors clubhouse at Citizens Bank Park.
Do they make them there or do they bring them in?
They make them in there. You can order it. There's a big sheet of paper for the players and like staff and, you know, the traveling party. You put your name down after the game every night. You'll see like 40 cheesesteaks sitting there for everybody.
Wow.
You can, if you Google it, they have a competition. Every visiting team that goes in, there's been some real sickos that have taken down like 35 cheesesteaks in 3 days.
That's amazing. Do you go when you go to Philly? Do you ever go to Jim's or Pat's or Geno's? I mean, do you do?
I've done them. I'll be honest with you. I've done them. What I try to do now is I try to find little holes in the wall. Mm. You know, get on Yelp or something, and you know, try to find within walking distance one that you know might be a little one off that people swear by. But yeah, I try them all. I love going
best
to the
cheesesteak in Philly though. Best cheesesteak, Jim's.
Yes, yes, I would say so.
Out of the majors.
Yes, I would say Jim's. I think that's fair. I love going to the Reading Terminal Market. There's a couple of very good cheesesteaks in there as well.
Interesting.
An overwhelming experience when you're in Philadelphia. There's like 30 places to eat in there, but it's great.
You told us last time that you were on peanut M&Ms, your go-to snack during broadcasts, or at least in the press box. What's the most amount of peanut bags of peanut M&Ms you've eaten during one broadcast?
Well, no, I try to eat them before the broadcast. Don't they say like if you eat too much sugar before a broadcast, your voice gets a little weird and like, you know, things get a little clogged up in your throat. So I try to be conscious of that. I've got to lay off though. Every year I put on like 15 pounds during baseball season. I'm trying desperately not to do that, you know, because the widescreen and the camera situation now, it adds a lot of weight in a hurry. So I'm doing my very best to like, you know, maybe just a few peanut M&Ms here and there.
Well, I mean, there's the diet play there is to go regular M&Ms, and that way you're losing the peanuts.
I guess there's been some bad days. I've had some days this year where I need to speak to somebody. I fell off the wagon one night and just couldn't stop going back for them. But you know, what are you gonna do?
I ate Alfredo before broadcast, and I'm fine. Really?
Yeah, we don't care too much about the taking care of the voice and the enunciation, the pronunciation, and the actual auditory sound. Cough and hack and a whole different ball game.
Whatever.
Kyle Seeloff, it is the halfway point of the season. We appreciate you joining us. FanDuel Sports Network is your home for the Marlins. There are more ways than ever to watch this season. Again, you can subscribe directly to FanDuel Sports Network if you want to stream it, or you can watch through your TV provider, and you can learn more at FanDuelSportsNetwork.com. You have a prediction for the Home Run Derby tonight? Who wins?
O'Neill Cruz of the Pirates.
All right. Second time we've heard that today. Dr. Chuck Metzger told us O'Neill Cruz said he had the highest exit velocity of any home run this season.
I mean, you can't take your eyes off him, even in batting practice. You can't. It just sounds different. It looks different. This guy's like 6'8". You know, he could be a middle linebacker. He could run routes. He could be a tight end. He's playing shortstop and center field in the major leagues. Like, whatever he wanted to do in life, he could do it. And it just so happened he decided to play center field for the Pirates. So he's my bet tonight.
All right. I'll watch. Nothing on Matt Mervis.
Let me get back to you.
I'm a big fan of PCA as well. I was in Chicago. I'm a big Pete Crow Armstrong guy. He's fun to watch too.
Hey, make sure you guys come out to the ballpark soon. Please come by the broadcast booth and say hello if you have a chance.
I will do so. I always get big timed by Craig Minervini. He always he never has time for me.
Well, there's like
in that concourse area and give him a wave and
If you can catch him before 5:30, his autograph signing sessions usually start around 5:30 every day, leading up to the pregame show.
See you, Kyle. We appreciate it. Kyle Seeloff from your Miami Marlins. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't look like a typical major leaguer, but I can throw that gas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.